This is Twit.
All right, so I'm going to show you hidden, folks. This is available for the iPhone, the iPad, and Apple TV as well. And it's also available if you have a PC on Steam. So basically, it kind of works almost like a new version of Where's Waldo-esque type game. Down here at the bottom, it tells you different little characters or things to look for, and then you have to interact with the world that you see in front of you to find the missing pieces here. So I'm looking for Kiki the monkey, who loves a good soft shelter. So that's a white banana, and that is not it. I was also looking for one of those. And where could Kiki be? Let's see how good I am.
Wait, Kiki likes a soft shelter?
Yep.
So shouldn't you look inside the sheep? Is that a sheep? Or a cloud?
These up here are trees.
Oh, was that Kiki?
Kiki just fell out of the tree.
Oh.
So now we're going to go into the jungle, and you can see it gets more and more, you could say, you know, ornate or complicated or exciting and artful, depending on your adjectives. But there are really beautiful worlds here. They're all hand-drawn animations, and I think it was done by a two-person team, but it's a really charming game. And so for this man in distress, the uncomfortable seat is the least of his troubles. So you can find different characters, and you literally have to tap around the world. So here I found the man in the distress hanging
that
out
was quick.
On a log by himself. So I've full disclosure, I've actually played through a lot of these levels already, and been playing this game before. So it's really great, but it's a really, really fun game. It's kind of the thing you could play on your own to pass the time, but it's really good with friends, and kids love it too. And it really, you know, I grew up reading those. I don't know if you can call them reading, but interacting with the Where's Waldo books, and that was a, you know, kind of a key part of my childhood. Definitely something fun. And here you can kind of have a modern iPad, you know, touchscreen friendly equivalent, and it's a blast.
Sandman in the chat room wants to know if it works with the Apple Pencil.
You know what? I have an Apple Pencil. Because this is an iPad Pro. This is the 12.9 inch, the first generation. And I love that thing, and I use it so much. And I've never used it for this app. I have mine at my desk. So Sandman, I can't tell you. But I'll try it out, and then I will tweet my results, I guess, after the show. My Twitter handle is @NateOG.
And also, apparently, it's dogs do not like it. Grand Diggs dog does not.
Oh, sorry. So you must be watching live, and the noise is not. Yeah, well, did not think about that. In that case, it might be a good one to play with headphones.
Right, especially, yes, if you're in a shared workspace. Also yeah. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of levels in here. There's a ton of different characters to find. It's a really, really fun and charming game. You know, kind of something unique. I love the black and white art style that you see here, too. There's really no other apps that look quite like this.
It's called Find Folks.
It's called Hidden Folks.
Hidden Folks. And did you say it's $3.99?
Yeah, $3.99 on the App Store. I think it's $7.99 on Steam. And hey, you know, most apps these days are free or like a buck or something, but there's no like extra buy-in content or anything. I think it's well worth the price, given that it was just made by a couple folks. On their website, they have a Tim Cook quote. I guess he actually took a look at the app and spoke with the developers one-on-one and a visit to the country that they live in. I want to say it's Norway, but I could be wrong. Cool. But yeah, really, really fun app.
Well, my app is also a game, and it won one of Apple's design awards that were just announced at WWDC. This is called Splitter Critters. And if you remember from the beginning of the show, I said, what can tear you apart can also bring you together.
Oh, so good.
So good. So, this is very Monument Valley-like. I've been playing a lot of my Monument Valley all weekend, so I was excited to also find this, which is it's a little bit simpler. And you got to get the guy to across the ravine, so it's helping me here. You slice, and then you move.
Oh.
And there, oops, I didn't move it close enough. Let's slice. Let's move, and there he can get to his spaceship. Isn't he cute?
Adorable.
the little blue guy, and he has a friend in the next level. There, two guys, his, or maybe male and female little blue dots. And so then we slice again.
And this time it's not giving you a prompt. Oh. That was just you figuring out.
No. Uh-huh. I gotta go back. What do I do? There we go. Whew. And then they can get to their spaceship. And if you've seen the movie Arrival, this is a lot like that, except not at all like that. This is like the G version of Arrival.
Nice.
It's fun, though, and it's, I like these kinds of puzzles that sort of make you feel smarter. And what are I going to slice? And let's see. I don't think they actually make you smarter. I don't think there is any science that say they make you smarter, but I do think that it makes me feel like it's making me smart. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, no. What happened? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, cool. You can cut them multiple times even.
Yes. You can cut them all over the place if you want. Oh.
He was almost there. He totally blocked him.
I don't know why he didn't go through that time. Where are you going? Come back. Yeah, you can cut them all over the place. Why can't he get through there?
It's just the bump's just a little too high.
There?
I think it's
there.
Yeah, cut and then maybe go up and
I don't know how he did that, but now they're on their spaceship and they're gone, and it gets harder and harder.
I love the really mellow soundtrack. It's like calming, kind of soothing stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do I do now? But yeah, you can cut all over the place, and that's not right.
I like how that critter's willing to go to the edge, though.
Now I've just totally messed it up. He is willing to go to the edge. I mean, that we should really take that as a... We should all be willing to go to the edge. I think we've gone to the edge here.
Are we at the edge of the show?
I think before we fall off the edge, we should end this game. So that game is $3.99 as well, and I really enjoy it. And, you know, once you finish, I would get... If you have a limited budget on your iOS puzzle games, I would buy Monument Valley 2 first. Once you get through that, earned another $3.99 somehow, then I would buy Splitter Critters.
Nice. Yeah, money well spent. Splitter Critters is great. I've bought it and played it as well.